This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now we've got Russell Fletcher. Hello, Russell.
Hi there, guys.
Hello. Sorry about David.
Now, we know you from such shows as Red Stitch's Kitchen Sink, which you came in probably 2 years ago, was it?
That's right. We were at the Red Stitch Actors Theatre in St Kilda 18 months ago. I'm currently, we're in the middle of the regional tour. As you can tell,
right.
I'm looking quite regional.
You are very regional.
Very regional.
We've just driven
David's
back from Sale.
Even worn the bow tie to celebrate.
You're looking quite agricultural.
Looks yeah. like Pinocchio, just no strings.
Pinocchio.
You do.
So how's it going in regional areas? With because it's terrific. A pretty interesting show, isn't it?
It's a lovely little show. It feels like an old slipper. It's one of those comedies that feels like one of those black and white Peter Sellers, you know, social realist films from the 1950s or 60s. But it's got a modern take. You know, my daughter's studying jujitsu and my gay son is going off to art college and they're facing dilemmas.
Right. Very stereotype in a way.
That's right. But it's this 30-year-old playwright from London. It's won awards over in London. It's only been around for a couple of years and audiences everywhere are loving it. Young kids, old kids. It's a fantastic show. It's
right.
And I get to play a milkman from Yorkshire, so what could be more fun than that?
Oh,
I love his French accent. It's beautiful.
Thank you so much. Now,
but what are you doing here today? Tell us.
Today I've come in to talk about celebrity theatre sports.
Now, theatre sport, is it fairly new? It seems it's been around for a long time.
Years. David didn't watch telly or cartoons when he was young, so you have to sort of fill him in.
Right. Have you done it for long?
I studied drama at RUS back in the 1980s, and I've been doing it since then.
Wow.
It arrived in Melbourne in about 1985. And
where did it come from?
It originated through a man called Keith Johnston, who is the kind of worldwide theatre sports guru, and now it's played in virtually every country in the world. For instance, the artistic director of Impro Melbourne is currently teaching improv and performing improv at a festival in Berlin. It's huge in some countries. In Melbourne in the 1980s, though, we actually had a lot of stand-up comedians, people that you'll see today on stage in the comedy festival, people like Greg Fleet,
You can't think of anyone else, can you?
They're not as important as Russell. That's
look,
why.
A lot of, Lana and Woodley, they were playing improv with me when back in the day.
How long have you been doing it?
So it's been a long time. I was just thinking how long, 85, 86, I guess.
Right,
I
got
my first really big laugh. And in 1987, we became the national champions.
Right.
Do you have a death wish? Because it's so hard.
It's interesting. It must be a left brain or right brain thing?
I don't listen to Jim. He'll get excited.
It's probably both sides of the brain, and it is definitely a muscle that you have to practice. Like, we practice improv. We do improv workshops. And I remember getting the lists of games way back then and going, oh, my God, Death in a Minute or Space Jump or,
But hold on. Is it all real? Do you make some of it up beforehand and then, make out it's, you're making up on the spot?
No, when we approach the show, we sort of think, well, we haven't played these particular games for a while. We haven't done these type of scenes for a while. We haven't played these kind of characters on stage in an improv show. And so we'll brainstorm what we'd like to do tonight, but we still get content from the audience and make it up.
Right.
You can't rehearse improv because you'll see when you come to a theatre sports show, and late night improv starts tonight at the Town Hall.
Yeah.
People who want to see a late night sort of version, that some scenes will suck
because they just like Friday Drive.
They just don't work. You are on joy.
You guys are improvising all the time, and sometimes you feel like...
No, we are not. Guess what, David? It is time for a song.
Oh, do I hit there?
It right. is Joy.
94.9. You're on Joy 94.9 with... where
Sue?
Are we?
Sue. It's
and
only been
David.
4 years.
Sue and David with our special guest, Russell Fletcher, who's from Celebrity Theatre Sports. Now, Sue, you got a few messages?
Thank you, David. Now, Ken and Tony say, hello, David and Sue.
Hello.
Great to finally catch your show. I wonder what they've been doing for the last 4 years.
I know.
I've been a long-time listener of Joy, but with the time difference, normally don't listen this late at night.
Oh, okay.
It's late here on the West Coast.
Oh.
Anyway, it was great meeting you, David, last month, and it was very gracious of you to give us a tour of the Joy Studio.
Oh, right. Oh, I know who they are. Oh, they were lovely guys.
Did you get rid of them quickly?
Yeah, I kicked them out the door.
We're already looking forward to our next trip back to Australia next Feb.
Well, make sure you come in. Yes.
They're from Oregon.
Yeah, they are.
Oregon. Good on you.
And they're big Joy listeners.
They're big.
Yeah.
Don't make comment about people's weight, David. Tim says...
Hello, Tim.
Hey, you two.
Hey, you back.
I hate people talking about daylight savings, but Tim's going to go and do it. Are you ready?
Yeah,
you ready,
I'm ready,
Russell?
Yep.
Daylight savings ends Saturday, April 5.
See, so it's not this weekend.
Whatever. Then, and that's when
I knew you were wrong.
Andy Kay said it was this weekend.
He did not. He actually said...
I don't listen anyway after
I know
a little
you
while.
Don't.
It's like humdrum. That's when we turn the clocks back an hour, not this weekend.
Yes, thank you.
Exclamation mark.
So you're wrong again?
Tony says...
Hello, Tony.
I'm looking forward to this every Friday. I look forward to Tony and making him not win any prizes. Tony says, Arvo, David and Sue.
Arvo.
You're sounding Lockett today, Sue. Little bit of a typo. One more.
Okay.
Tony says, I mean lovely, stupid spell text. Good on you, Tony. Now, David, we're talking theatre sports with Russell Fletcher.
Yes, we are.
Terrific.
So what can people expect this year?
Well, we've got some fantastic guests playing with us this year. Lawrence Mooney,
oh,
who people would know from Dirty Laundry and lots of appearances all over television at the moment. He's one of the funniest people in Australia. He's joining us. George Kapanyaris, who people might remember way back from the 80s. He was the big star on Acropolis Now. And
oh, that's yes. Right. Yeah, yeah.
But also, George is one of our finest comedians. He's really a beautiful human being, hilarious. He's got a show in the comedy. In fact, they both got shows in the comedy festival. Kevin Harrington, people might remember him from Cliffy. He was Cliffy. In
right.
Cliffy.
Okay.
You know, the Gumboot Runner.
Oh,
he played Cliffy.
Oh, the mini series or whatever it was, the telly movie.
Yes.
Yep.
And Kev was on Neighbours. He's been on Underbelly.
Oh, right.
He's
okay.
One of our finest character actors, and he just jumped at the chance. He loves playing. We've got two young cast members from Neighbours.
Yeah.
We've got Chantel and Steve from The Block.
On The Block.
They're going to be making up stories.
Hope they're making the sets.
That's right.
Yeah, get them
right.
to work.
Well, funny, we actually do have two guys called sonographers who bring on bits of set and costume and dress the actors during and before scenes.
Right.
We get suggestions from
the
audience.
You've got people.
We've got actual people doing that.
Wow.
We've got Kavisha Mazzella, who's our celebrity judge this year.
Because there's a cup.
ARIE Award winning.
There's a prize.
Cup. It's called the Peter Cook Cup.
Why the Peter Cook Cup?
Well, he was here at the very first comedy festival in 1987.
Right. And do you know who Peter Cook is, Sue?
Peter Cook as
and
in...
Dudley Moore.
Yes.
Dudley
Moore, as I in, love answering my questions with my own voice.
As in the original guy who almost invented a comic space for people like Monty Python. Like Beyond the Fringe was enormous.
Oh, loved
he had
it.
A club called The Establishment back. Anyway, Peter Cook was here. He was kind of... He and Barry Humphries were the original patrons in 1987. And Peter Cook actually presented the Peter Cook Cup. So we've been going... That long.
Wow.
Celebrity theatre sports. We've had a Neighbours team virtually every year. We've had politicians play. We've had footballers play. And it's always just a fantastic night out at the National Theatre.
It is loads of fun. It's one of my favourite times of the year to get there.
Now, it's April 19, as you said, National Theatre down in St Kilda.
Yep.
How do you buy tickets?
You go to the Impro Melbourne website. You can probably buy it through the Comedy Festival. You probably know better than I do.
I do.
I'm just hosting the damn thing.
You're really knowledgeable, aren't you? It's impromelbourne.com. .com.au.
You
there
do
you
it
go.
Much better than I do.
Thank
so.
You.
And you don't have a Yorkshire accent.
I do. Can I try one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Give me one. Go ahead.
All right. Stagnation at Lungs.
Stagnation at Lungs. See?
Russell, thanks for coming in. She did a terrible job.
You're on
thanks
Joy.
Guys. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.